Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
And to think you used to kiss me every time I turned around.
I never kissed you when you turned around.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, a hearty laugh. The Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger is perhaps the most attractive figure ever to come out of the West. Through his daring, his riding, and his shooting, this mystery rider won the respect of the entire Golden Coast, the West of the old days, where every man carried his heart on his sleeve and only the fittest remained to make history. Many are the stories that are told by the lights of the Western campfire concerning this romantic figure. Some thought he was on the side of the outlaw, but many knew that he was a lone rider, dealing out justice to the law-abiding citizenry. Though the Lone Ranger was known in seven states, he earned his greatest reputation in Texas. None knew where he came from, and none knew where he went. Old Jeb Langworth lived alone in a small shack just outside the wide-open community of Red Rock. One evening, as he was watching the coffee boil and the bacon sizzle in the pan, and thinking of how snug his cabin was with the storm raging outside, there came a knock on the door.
Now, who in tarnation can be out on a night such as this? Hello?
I saw the light of your cabin.
Come on in, stranger.
Rather wet outdoors tonight.
And right welcome you be, stranger. Haul over to the fire here and take the chill out of your hide.
Thanks.
I'm just fixing up some chow. I reckon I'd better lay on a few more slabs of bacon, huh?
I could eat without any trouble.
Just make yourself right to home. Where you come from?
No place in particular.
Prospecting?
Nope.
I know a man's business is on a fair, and if you ain't tinkering to talk, I ain't the one to be asking questions. Lay off your boot and gun and make yourself right on. Old Jeb Langworth ain't never turned a man out yet.
Thanks. I'll keep my gun on, though. I never know when I'll need it.
That's your own business, too. Jiminy, ain't that storm a-bustin' through?
Well, not all right. You are Jeb Langworth.
Yep, that's me. Deputy Sheriff is my calling.
So I see by your badge. Who is the sheriff at Red Rock?
Name is Obie Kuehler, and he's as square as man as you'll find in Long Ride. Me and Cal Stewart is his deputies, and between the three of us, there ain't much going on that ain't right in the law.
I see you've a poster advertising a reward for the Lone Ranger.
Yep, I reckon half of the sheriffs in this part of the county ain't having a looking for that fella.
What has he done?
Now, you don't say you haven't heard tale of him. Why, they say he's the most dangerous fella that ever been out in these parts.
Indeed?
Speaks like a gem from one of those eastern colleges, and shoots so fast that his six gun is back in his holster before a man can see his draw.
But why is there such a big reward for him? What has he done?
Dang if I know what he's done. I know one thing, though.
What's that?
My brother, he was ailing and ready for to die, with some engine branding him and burning him one.
Your brother?
Yep, and here this ranger, he comes in about that time and gets my brother set free. And he didn't have to fire a single shot for that to do it.
How did he do it?
Well, he seems like he spoke to the engine in their own crazy way of talking, and by golly, in less than a minute, they all bending down and kowtowing, telling him he was some sort of god. And they loosed the ropes that was tying my brother, and they brought roots and grease and things and fixed them all up as good as new and let him go.
And still you would capture this Lone Ranger if you could find him? Huh?
By gosh, I don't know whether I would or not.
And you do know that he saved the life of your brother. And you don't know what he's done that's so terrible.
Well, they say he killed a lot of fellas.
Perhaps they needed killing.
Maybe so, maybe so. Say, I reckon this ranger must talk a lot like you do. You talk might well educated yourself, stranger.
Have you ever seen bullets like these?
Huh? Why, by gosh, they be silver. And they say this ranger uses silver bullets. By gum, you're the Lone Ranger. And that laugh, that's another thing. You him, ain't
you? You have my gun, Jeb. What are you going to do with it?
Here, take it back, Ranger. Put it where she belongs. I ain't the man to turn into foul like you. No, sir. Hold your chair over here and see how you like my cooking. I always say that sometime I'd get a chance to show how much I appreciate what you've done for my brother.
Thanks. Where is he now?
Oh, he's been dead in these 2 years.
A bit late for you to be eating your supper, isn't it?
Yep, I was busy over at the Red Rock until after 8. I reckon it's close to 9 o'clock, ain't it?
Yes, just about.
You better spend the night here, Ranger. You're right welcome. Where's your horse tied?
He isn't tied. That horse will go into the trees and hide until I whistle for him.
Gosh, who's that?
I'll step back of the curtain here. Don't tell anyone that I'm here.
Oh, all right.
Call. See who's there.
Who is it?
It's me, Jeb. Cal Stewart. Let me in.
I locked the door behind me. Is that the deputy?
Yep. I reckon you better hide, Ranger. Cal ain't the kind of see you get away if he can get his hands on you. I'll let him in and see what he wants.
Go ahead.
Just a second, Cal.
Golly, what a night this is, Jeb.
Ain't it now? What brings you out a night like this?
The point is this. I came to borrow something from you, Jeb.
Sure. Anything you want.
Ain't much that I wants. Just a bucket of oil. The lamps in my shack is running low, and I got some records to go over. I thought if you'd let me take some oil till morning.
Sure. I'll get it right off. I keep it back in the woods yet. I'll get you some right away, Cal.
Well, that's mighty accommodating of you, Jeb. You been out tonight?
Who, me?
These wet tracks.
Oh, yeah. I just got in a few minutes ago. Them my tracks.
I see.
I'll get that oil.
And the storm wore itself out during the night as Jeb Langworth and the Lone Ranger passed a peaceful night's rest. What has the coming of the Lone Ranger meant? It's now morning. Listen.
Much obliged for putting me up for the night, Jeb. I think I'll be on my way. I like to get an early start.
Okay, Ranger. Glad to be able to do a good turn by you.
Maybe I'll be able to return the favor someday.
Don't think nothing of it at all.
I was wondering, when Cal came last night, what you would say about the wet footprints on the floor.
I reckon I got over that all right, huh?
Very well, yes.
Well, you'll see. That fella, Cal Stewart, he don't miss nothing. He don't. He's got eyes like a hawk.
Yes.
I reckon it'll rattle some in his mind that I didn't tell him where I went and what I went out for, huh?
Perhaps. You don't seem to like him very well.
Oh, he's all right. But him and me got different ideas. That's all.
I see. Well, I'll say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, Ranger. Where's your horse?
I'll show you.
He must be a swell horse.
He is.
There he comes, riding up.
Yes. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye, Ranger. Well, I reckon I better get my gun hitched up and get into town. Sheriff might be wanting me. Gosh, I guess he does want me. There he comes now.
Stand right where you are, Jeb Langworth.
Oh, Sheriff. Morning, Cal. What's the call for?
I guess you know what it is, Jeb. Ain't you ashamed now?
Who, me? Why, gosh, Cal. What have I done?
I'm sorry, Jeb. I'll have to search your cabin.
What for?
A gun.
Whose gun?
You're acting innocent, all right, but it's your gun I want.
Mine?
Jeb, why'd you do it?
Say, I don't get this at all.
Don't you move. You go on in, Cal, and look around.
Right. You keep him here, where he can't do no more damage more he's done already.
Shucks, Cal. I ain't aiming to do no damage. Sheriff, what have I done?
Jeb, it's murder. That's what it is. Dan Higgins was shot last night.
Dan Higgins was?
Yep. We know that he had some gold hid away in his cabin. And he was found dead this morning. And there was the box that he kept his gold in, but the gold was gone.
But gosh, Sheriff, you don't think that I...
Jeb, he was shot by a .38, and there ain't many men here uses anything besides a .45, except in you.
But I didn't do it, Sheriff.
Cal just recollected that he came here last night and found that you was out of your cabin just before 9 o'clock.
And when was Higgins shot?
Doc says it was between 9:15 and past.
But I...
What did you find, Cal?
I found lots. Look, here's this gun, all right. And there's one chamber empty.
I never shot it.
What's that you got, Cal?
Bag. One of the kind of bags that gold is kept in. And it's got Higgins' name on it.
I never seen that bag before, Sheriff. I swear I didn't.
Was you out of your cabin last night, Jeb?
Oh, gosh, I didn't kill him. I swear I didn't. I wasn't nowhere near him last night.
Maybe then you could explain how it comes that we finds this knife just outside of Higgins' door.
Is that your knife, Jeb?
That's my knife. Sure it is, but I...
I reckon it's a pretty bad case again, you, Jeb.
It's a frame-up. That's what it is. Sheriff, a frame-up.
If you can prove that you wasn't out of your cabin, Jeb, but you can't do it, you see.
I can prove you was out of your cabin. Come on. Shall I put the cuffs on him, Sheriff?
I don't need no cuffs. I'll go quiet. I'm an innocent man.
So they took old Jeb Langworth to jail for the murder of his friend Higgins. Did the mysterious visit of the Lone Ranger have anything to do with the fate of Jeb? Let us look in at the office of the sheriff.
Pretty dang cold-blooded shooting a Jeb, the way he plugged old Higgins, Sheriff.
I don't know what to think of it, Cal. Tain't like Jeb at all. He was almost the most peace-loving feller I knowed. Why, I didn't ever know Jeb to use violence of any sort.
You can't never tell about those silent fellers like him. Gosh, old Higgins was well-liked, too.
I knows it.
I'm most afeard to let the news get told around about Jeb.
Why?
I reckon the boys here in Red Rock won't wait for a trial.
Think they'll lynch him?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I ain't gonna stand for no lynching. This here is a civilized community, and I'm for law and order. Law says that a man's entitled to be tried before a jury, and that's what Jeb's gonna be.
I'm for it, Sheriff. But you can't stop the boys when they gets their minds made up.
They don't know that he's been arrested yet, do they?
Nope. I done my best to keep it quiet about who we picked up for the murder, Higgins.
You done your best, you say?
Yep.
Did anyone get to know about it?
Well, I just ain't sure, Sheriff.
What do you mean you ain't sure?
I may have dropped a remark that give it away. I reckon maybe we better hustle the trial along, just to be on the safe side.
Seems to me you're powerful anxious to see Jeb get hanged for the killing, Cal.
I'm just anxious for to see him tried and found guilty, and before he gets lynched without any trial. That's all, Sheriff.
He's going to be tried in the due course of time. Not afore, and if they's anything like a lynching, I'll shoot the man that starts it. Them's my sentiments, and you can pass them along to the men in town here.
Just as you say, Sheriff.
I aims to carry on a little more investigating on my own hook before I mess up my mind to anything.
So you don't think Jeb didn't do it?
I'm reserving of my opinion.
Well, that's your privilege, I reckon.
What's that?
Shoot. Out in front of this here office. The Lone Ranger. Come on, Sheriff. He's out front.
Do you see him anyplace?
Can't see nothing out here.
Where'd he go?
Well, I reckon he's got away somewhere.
I'm right here, gentlemen.
Huh? How'd you get in?
I came right in the side window while you were looking out the front door. No, don't go for a gun.
I ain't aiming to commit suicide.
Are you the Lone Ranger?
What are you doing here?
I just dropped in to tell you that Jeb Langworth did not kill old Higgins.
I reckon you're the one, eh?
Wrong again.
Well, you're under arrest anyway for the murders on that there poster. Don't try any funny tricks.
Ha! Under arrest, me?
I reckon he's right, Mr. Ranger. We'll have to put you under arrest.
That suits me all right. Are you going to let Jeb out of jail to make room for me?
He stays there. I reckon the jail is large enough for both of you.
I just came here, Sheriff, to tell you to let Jeb Langworth go. He's innocent.
Huh.
You don't think I'll do it, do you?
No, but I think your deputy, Cal Stewart, will release him to prevent me from telling who the real murderer of Higgins is.
Huh? Why, you...
Don't let me tempt you into reaching for your gun, Cal. I think you've heard of the way I draw a gun and fire. That's all I have to say, Sheriff. See, my horse will join me no matter where I am.
Get that horse out of my office.
I intend to. Turn around, both of you.
But...
Get there,
ouch! That horse is walking
Silver.
On me.
Then turn your face to the wall as I said. I don't choose to draw my gun unless I have to.
Ouch! Get away, you dang nag, you! Ouch!
There, that will do, Silver. A good horse is a man's best friend. He won't frame him the way a human friend will, Cal. You ought to have some of the qualities of a horse.
Hey, Sheriff. Look around and see what he's doing.
Look around yourself. I ain't aiming to get tromped down.
Remember what I have said, Sheriff. Release Jeb Langworth because his innocence can be proved and the guilty party found. If you force me to do it. Well, that's all. Hi-yo, Silver!
Is that varmint gone, Sheriff?
I reckon so. Dang him, why didn't you shoot him?
I don't draw no gun against that fella. Less his back is to me. Why didn't you shoot him?
Here, he's left one of them silver bullets of his on my desk and a note.
What's it say?
Nothing. Reckon it'll make a good hunk of paper to light my pipe with, though.
What's that note say, Sheriff?
Nothing.
The Lone Ranger has given his warning. What was contained in the note he left with the sheriff? Let's follow Cal Stewart. We enter the barroom, as Cal says.
Well, gents, I guess four queens is a good enough hand to win the pot of any poker game, ain't it?
By Tunket, Cal, I'd never seen such luck with cards as you have.
Yep, the luck's of me tonight, all right, Jeremy. How about you, Tim? You want to play any more?
Me? I'm cleaned out, Cal. I'd give a month's pay for a run of luck like you had tonight.
And me too. I'm washed up.
Well, boys, I reckon I'll stroll over and see how the prisoner is getting on.
You sure that Jeb, he done the killing, Cal?
You can't say he didn't in face of the evidence, Jeremy.
I hate to think that Jeb would kill a friend like Higgins.
Higgins was a good fella. surprises me that Jeb ain't been lynched before this.
Jeb's a good feller, too. And I reckon that anyone starts any talk about lynching will have to face me.
And me.
And me, too, by Tunkin. Well, I got to be getting on.
Wait, Tim, I'll go along with you.
Good night, boys.
Just a minute, Steward.
Huh? How did you get in here?
I've been standing back watching your little poker game, that's all.
Well, what do you want here? Don't you know the sheriff will shoot you on sight?
Yes, but I've got to be seen before I see. And my eyes are rather good. I think I'll play some poker with you.
Huh? Play poker? Here?
No, not here. We'll go in the little room over on the side. It's more private.
I had enough poker.
I think you'll play a few hands with me.
How much money you got?
I don't know.
I ain't going to play.
Come. Hurry now. This way. You may bring your own cards if you want to. I'll make the stakes high enough to interest you.
But...
Right this way. I find that Jeb Langworth is still in jail.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. You'll have to see the sheriff.
I'd much prefer to see you. Here we are. Right in there. It's nice and private. There we are. Two chairs and one table. Two men and a pack of cards. Strange things can be done with a pack of cards, Cal.
What do you mean?
Sit down there. You can deal, shuffle, and cut all by yourself.
Say, look here, Ranger. Let me go, and I won't say nothing about you being here in Red Rock.
Oh, I don't mind. You can say all you want to say after you get out of this room. Deal the cards.
All right. If you want to get skinned...
You may even name the stakes.
That tells me that you shoot silver bullets. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. Would you like to see one?
You said to name the stakes.
Right.
All right. I'll bet $200.
Bah! I can't waste my time on stakes like that.
$500, then.
With it your cut, shuffle, and deal, and the cards marked the way you want them? I'm surprised. I thought you'd be willing to risk more than that.
All right. You name them, I'll meet them.
Life.
What do you mean?
Your life against mine.
What's that mean?
You have two guns. So have I. I'll bet mine against yours.
And let me deal.
Even knowing that the cards are marked, I'll let you deal, Cal Steward.
It's a go, then. Lay your guns on the table.
There they are.
My, but they're nice guns.
Now, how about yours?
Here's mine. You're looking right down 'em, Ranger. Stick up your hand.
I didn't think you'd be this much of a cheat.
Reach for the ceiling, Mr. Lone Ranger. I reckon this is the time that your fast draw won't help you none. This is the time where brains is beating speed. And now I've got you right where you should be.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to kill you, that's what.
Not even going to give me a trial, huh?
The reward is for you, dead or alive. And I'm taking no chances on you getting away, see?
Yes, I see. But just a minute, Steward. Don't you know that you don't dare to kill me? Not yet you don't.
And why don't I?
Because I've written down all about how you shot Higgins, and I've told how you came to Jeb's place the night of the murder and sent him out for kerosene.
Huh?
And how you stole his knife and his gun while he was out of the room. And I've told how you shot Higgins with Jeb's gun and left his knife there to be found. And how you came the next day to arrest Jeb and planted his gun in his shack, as well as that bag that held the gold.
How do you know all this?
I know a lot of things, you see. I've written that all down just so you won't dare to shoot me.
Where is it?
Well, the funny thing is that it's right there in the safe in the sheriff's office. And I guess you can't get it there.
That is good.
It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it's true. And it's true I can open the sheriff's safe and get out that writing. So you see, he ain't so smart as you thought. Now, I'm gonna shoot you.
Just as a matter of curiosity, before you shoot me, Cal, suppose you tell me just where you put the money you stole. That's fair enough, isn't it?
I don't mind telling you.
I'd hate to die without knowing that.
I got it hid under the floor of my cabin. That's where. And Jeb is gonna pay for the crime.
Don't you think you're gonna be troubled by your conscience?
No. And what's more, none of the folks around here are gonna be troubled with you any longer. I'm gonna kill you right now, Mr. Lone Ranger.
Oh, no you ain't, Cal. Put up your hands.
Sheriff.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Wait. The Lone Ranger. I got him here.
Put your guns down, Cal. I heard all that was said, and I guess it's you that'll be tried for the murder of Higgins and not Jeb.
You see, Cal, it takes brains sometimes to outguess guns. I was so sure that you'd take advantage of me when I was unarmed, and so sure of your boasting nature, that I left a little note for the sheriff to be by that window tonight if he wanted to hear the confession of the real murderer.
You stand where you are too, Ranger. This is a great evening for the town of Red Rock. Go on in the window, boys, and put the ropes on them too.
Sheriff, you'll of course let Jeb Langworth go free now, won't you?
We ain't got nothing on Jeb now.
You see, he did me a favor, and I always aim to return favors. If you're sure that he'll be free now...
What'll you do?
I think I'll be... leaving.
Sheriff, he's grabbed his gun.
Silver!
That's Silver. The Lone Ranger! Stop him, boys! Stop him!
Hey, wait a second. What's going on?
Come along, hey, Silver. You. That's a boy.
Let's go!
Might as well try and catch the wind, as this phantom rider of the plains, the Lone Ranger, has gone off into the night, not to be seen again until he finds another occasion to take into his own hands the law of the West. You have been listening to The Lone Ranger, Episode 1, originally aired January 30th, 1933. The Lone Ranger and related characters were created by George W. Trendle and Fran Stryker, and lovingly recreated by the Misfits Audio Players. Featuring the voice talents of Johnny T as Jeb, Brian Finnegan as Cal, Mike Hennessy as Sheriff, William Smagata as Jeremy, Murray Retread as Tim and Joe, and Jim Patton as the Lone Ranger. The producer and script editor was Captain John Titerzak. Mixing and sound effects by Jim Smagata. Our webmaster is April Sadowski. Lone Ranger Art by Stephen Sash Scott. Barroom Music by Kevin McLeod. The Lone Ranger was adapted for Misfits Audio by Captain John Titerzak and was presented for enjoyment and nostalgic purposes only. And I'm your announcer, John Specht, for Misfits Audio. Copyright 2010.